In this episode, we are doing Hasselback potatoes made with infused ghee. Welcome to Bite Me, the show about edibles where I help you take control of your high life. I'm your host, Marge. And before we get started, I just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for being here and following along. I think you're really going to enjoy this recipe. And before we get into the recipe for this week, I just want to mention a couple things and ask you guys some questions. So I'm getting ready to plan my trip to California. I guess I'm not really getting ready. I'm in the process of planning my trip to California. That's coming up in November because I am taking my Gangier live training. So I enrolled in the Gangier Cannabis Sommelier Certification Program, and that live training component is coming up in a couple of months, less than a couple of months, and it's going to be held in Northern California. So I'm very excited about that, and I'm just trying to plan my trip. And so I do have a couple of extra days just because when the flights do come in, I have a couple of extra days that I'll be there that I might be able to explore the area. And I've never been to California, certainly have not been to Northern California. And I was wondering if any of you knew anything that would be interesting to do while I'm there, anything I have to check out, should I have the opportunity. I will be up in the Redwood Forest, so I'm certainly going to spend a little time in some of those state parks if I can, because you see pictures of that type of thing all the time. But to actually experience the beauty of those trees that are in those forests would be just amazing, as somebody who loves to do a little bit of forest bathing from time to time. But I'm also really interested in checking out the dispensaries. I work at a dispensary here in Ontario, Canada, and obviously the legal market in Canada is very different than the legal markets that exist in the US. And of course, every state seems to do it a little bit differently. And because it's not yet legal at the federal level, it's just different. And I am super excited because we all see those TV shows. I forget, there's a couple of TV shows where they had dispensaries, like the ones you go in and it's just a jar of weed and there's somebody and you go in and you're like, I want 3 grams of whatever, and you can buy whatever quantity you want. And they just get out of the jar, weighed out for you, and away you go. It's very different in Canada. So, because everything's in packaged, pre-packaged in jars. It's, you know, it comes into our store in either 3.5, 7, 14, 28 grams. You can't see anything in the packages. Some stores do have a few like sensory jars, I guess they call them, set up. So you might be able to have a look of a sample piece of bud for that particular representing that product. But our store doesn't actually have one of those. And I'm not really sure if it's really quite the same anyway, because just having a look at one little nug doesn't always give you any kind of indication of what you might actually get in the jar when you bring it home. So I'm pretty excited to check out a few dispensaries along the way if I can, and try some of that California flower, because I think it would be very, very different than what I've experienced here to date. And of course, I'm going to be looking to see what kind of fun and interesting edibles I might find while I'm down there as well. So if anybody has any recommendations of things I should try and do or see while I'm there in the limited time that I do have there, and bearing in mind that I am Northern California and it is a huge state, so, you know, it has to be, if it's not super close or what have you, it might be pretty tricky to do, but I'm willing to take some suggestions. So I'm excited about this particular trip, and hopefully by the end of it, I will be a certified Gangier. Now, that means I'm going to be studying a lot between now and then, so there's a lot of work to do, but I am very excited about what I'm trying to accomplish, and hopefully I'll be able to tell you more about it when it's finally all said and done and everything's finished. Now on to today's recipe. So I promised last episode that I would have something that you could use your infused ghee with. So I hope you did have the opportunity to make some of that. If not, you can, of course, use olive oil for this particular recipe, or coconut oil, or whatever infused fat you happen to have. You could use butter too, probably, although the temp might be a little bit high for baking with butter, but you can certainly use other things if you don't have the infused ghee. But the infused ghee imparts a really lovely flavor to these potatoes and a nice crispiness. And these Hasselback potatoes are a super simple edible to make. Very little hands-on time. Most of the time is spent in the oven baking. So that's one of the attractive things about this, especially for you folks out there who are looking for edibles that are not sweet. And I know there's a lot of you out there. It's a complaint I hear actually quite a bit on the legal market too, because in the dispensaries, most edibles are sweets, your chocolates, your gummies, your brownies, even the drinks, you know, maybe, well, they tend to be on the sweet side as well, but there isn't a lot out there for the savory side. And I don't know if that's just because the difficulty, at least in the market where I am, to bring those types of edibles. Maybe they don't think there's enough people who want them, but it's definitely a limitation of the legal market, which is one of the nice things about making your own edibles, is you can do whatever you damn well want. And if you want something that's not sweet, but want nice and crispy and salty, then these Hasselback potatoes are for you. So it's essentially just how you slice the potato. That's all it is. But it does make them kind of interesting to look at visually. So they can be pretty fun to make. Now, I will include a picture of these in the show notes so you know what I'm talking about. But you're taking your potato and you're going to thinly slice it all along the length of the potato, but never cutting down to the bottom so it still stays intact. And those nice thin slices are going to crisp up really nicely in the oven. And that's essentially a Hasselback potato. You can do one potato. You can do a handful of potatoes. You can do whatever you want. That's the one other great thing about this recipe. If you don't have a whole bunch of potatoes, I just did a couple when I did it because it was obviously just, I'm not feeding a whole bunch of people. But if you want to do a whole batch of them because you had multiple people you were giving them to, then you could do that as well. This also means you can easily infuse them, each potato to each person's preference or not at all. The only thing, of course, I would caution on that is to be extremely careful how you are remembering which infused potato is where in the oven. So that would be the only caveat for that. If you're getting into infusing them at different levels or not at all, you just want to make sure that you keep track of that. But I tried them a couple different ways. So the first time I did it plain, which was really nice. And plain meaning I just use like a teaspoon of the infused ghee on most of the potatoes. And that was sort of a reasonable amount of potency for me for that particular item, because I was probably also going to have a little bit of something for dessert as well. But that's all you really need to do. And you just kind of, I used a knife because it was at room temperature. So the ghee is pretty soft. And, you know, I just put it over the potato, preheated the oven. I think it was 400 degrees, and then you bake it for about 45 minutes to 50 minutes. Mine was a smaller potato, so the recipe called for 50 minutes because I did get this again from the Ardent website. This is part of the Ardent Cannabis series that I've been doing, and they did a bunch of potatoes at a time. I think maybe 3 pounds of potatoes. Even if you're doing a whole bunch, it's not going to take you that much time to prepare them, but you can use your ghee and just use a butter knife and brush it over all the potatoes or the single potato. And then, of course, I used salt because salt and potatoes go hand in hand. And that was really nice. Now, I also tried one with a little bit of that Anaheim pepper powder that I made. I mentioned it in an episode or two back that was just something to use that powder with, because I dehydrated these hot peppers and then ground them up. And so, of course, the ghee helps the sprinkle of pepper stick to the potato. That was fantastic. And then Ardent on their website, they had a version where, let me find it because it looked fantastic. And I'm going to be making those ones tonight. I admittedly haven't made those ones yet. So what did they do? I'll link to this in the show notes as well. So if you want to give it a try, you have options. But, and you can use any kind of combination of spices that you like. It doesn't have to be anything too fancy. Again, sometimes just good old salt is all you need. Things a little bit differently. They are using ghee for this particular version of the Hasselback potato, but then they also have 2 tablespoons of Tuscan herb extra virgin olive oil, and then they're adding onion powder, garlic powder, salt, black pepper, and a little bit of rosemary and thyme to taste. And that would also be a really nice way to dress up these potatoes if you want to try something a little bit different. And then, of course, the Bon Appetit book that I have, that I've had for a long time, that was the very first cannabis cookbook that I ever got. It has a recipe for Hasselback potatoes as well. And they just do fresh rosemary sprigs, salt, black pepper, and then infused olive oil. So really, these are the type of thing that you can do whatever way you like, whatever strikes your fancy, whatever herbs or spices you happen to have on hand, which makes this such a versatile recipe, so easy to do, so much fun. And interestingly, as I was looking for that other, the Ardent recipe online, I came across this article that was talking about how to Hasselback anything. The Hasselback is actually less a type of recipe or less a recipe than a cooking technique. And it had never really occurred to me that you could probably do this to almost anything. Why just limit it to potatoes? This article says here, you can Hasselback an endless variety of fruits and vegetables. Eggplant, apples, butternut squash, and tomatoes are just some of the delectable choices for this beautiful presentation. It's a versatile technique that we've outlined with simple, easy steps that any home cook can accomplish. Make super impressive dishes that will truly wow in presentation. No one will know how easy it was to create. And they are totally right. And they go on to talk about the supplies needed. Essentially, you just need a really sharp knife, but they're using a chopstick method as well, where you would hold a couple chopsticks on either side of whatever you're Hasselbacking, just to keep you from cutting to the very bottom. So this is, again, where fat comes in, because you're going to want some kind of oil, whatever it is, that's going to create the golden caramelized top. And you want to coat the entire vegetable with the fat. And of course, as we all know, THC is fat soluble. So it is a recipe this technique is something that's really well suited to making edibles. And I just love how they have a couple pictures here of Hasselbacking a butternut squash. Now, this one might be a little bit more work, because you would have to peel it first and remove the seeds and then go along with the Hasselbacking technique. But you could also do it with eggplant, which could be pretty interesting. Tomato, they have pictures of, and apples. And I think apples with a little pinch of cinnamon and maybe salt or something. And they're baking these in the oven as well. So they do suggest other foods you can Hasselback: a loaf of bread, strawberries, carrots or parsnips, zucchini, chicken. Those could all be quite interesting to try. Sweet potatoes would also be a really another one too. Like, if you like potatoes, sweet potatoes could also be fantastic. And vegetables that don't work well: bell peppers. Once you remove the insides, the outer flesh is pretty thin, so it doesn't really hold up to the slicing or baking. That kind of makes sense. So any of those more delicate ones would not work well, but it sounds like almost any root vegetable would be an excellent choice for this. You could probably Hasselback beets. Ooh, I just have a bunch of beets in my fridge. Actually, I should probably try that, because sometimes the interesting visual presentation of something like that can make it really does have that wow factor. And just as a total aside as well, if you have young children, this obviously wouldn't be for infusing, but if you have younger children who are sometimes a little picky when it comes to vegetables, maybe try Hasselbacking something. Might be Hasselbacking a lot of things over the next week. But the Hasselbacked potato with infused ghee was fantastic. I tried it a couple different ways. I'm going to be trying it again, because I have a whole bunch of potatoes to try, but now I am inspired to try other things. And if you give these a try, I would love to hear how you found them and if you used a different type of oil or what you did to give it your own personal flair. Have a great week and stay high. In this episode, we're doing Hasselback potatoes infused with ghee. Cannabis, shit.